Power 93.5, the Power Morning Playhouse, the Hitman and Carla.
Carla Barla.
Yep, that's what they called her when she was in elementary school.
They called you Hookhead.
They did.
Always
thanks
remember.
For reminding me. Carla Barla.
CB.
As we reduce to sophomoric name calling this morning on Power 93.5. All in good fun, though, right, Carla?
Oh, always.
Let's talk about this. We mentioned this last hour, but there's a company in the Philippines that just started giving people paid time off if they get dumped in a relationship. And they'll also help pay for their employees' dates and weddings. As far as we know, there aren't any companies here in America that offer perks like that. But here's the question this morning. And I asked Carla this question off the air, and we kind of started going back and forth with each other. I said, you know what? We need the Power 93.5 friends and family to weigh in on this. Should you get time off from work after a breakup?
Oh, 100% you should.
Come on.
Hey.
You got to be kidding me.
You know what? I remember years ago at my job on the computer after a bad breakup, Toni Braxton, another sad love song comes on.
Oh, my
goodness. Typing. I lose it.
Oh, my God.
I lose it at the computer. I couldn't work. I had to run to the bathroom and just like get it together. And I was like, oh, how am I going to get through this day? You know what? Even if it's just a day to recoup, you should get
no
benefits for getting dumped.
No. That's a bunch of hooey. No.
What?
No, it's a bunch of hooey. It's like, buck up. Let's go.
Oh, you know what? From a female's perspective, it's just hard.
Oh, give me a break.
We're just emotional. We need that day. Good for the Philippines for doing that. We need to do that here.
So I guess maybe you need a week off to get over a divorce or something.
Exactly.
Come on. This is the snowball that just gets bigger and bigger as it goes downhill.
Exactly. Mm-mm. Pay time off.
No.
For a breakup.
No.
Divorce, whatever.
This is ridiculous.
Nope.
Okay, 869-1093, what do you guys think? Should you get time off from work after a breakup? I say hell to the no.
Hell to the yes.
Yeah.
At least a day.
You know, if somebody called me up and was like, I can't come in today because I just broke up with my boyfriend.
Okay.
What the hell? You can't, what?
You know,
are you taking medication for this? Do you have a doctor's note? Give me a flipping break.
Oh, put some stipulations on it. They've been there for 90 days. Let them take that
time. No.
This is Hitman. Carla can't be here. She's just going through a bad breakup, you guys. So
okay.
She'll be back tomorrow.
You guys call up this morning. Would love to know what you think this morning at 869-1093. Time off from work after a breakup.
Yes.
I think not.
Yes.
Okay, your calls. Do you agree with Carla that you should, or do you agree with me that this is absolutely ridiculous?
Come on, help me out.
Power 93.5, the Power Morning Playhouse, the Hitman and Carla. Time off from work after breakup. This is a bad idea.
You know what? It's not a bad idea. It's absolutely necessary, okay? All my females, you know how it is. We are emotional beings. We got to be on our A game. And sometimes you just need the extra time to recoup, get it together. You know what I mean? You know, get your cries out. You can't be at work a complete freaking mess, crying at the computer like I was at one time. Toni Braxton comes on. Another sad love song. I'm like, no.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Oh, yes.
Willy-nilly whining going on over here. 869-1093.
So insensitive. Typical male.
Now I'm being a typical male.
Hashtag typical male.
Oh, come on. How is that being typical? I'm sure there are women that agree with me this morning that you should not get time off after a breakup.
It's heartless.
Now I'm heartless.
Kanye heartless.
Okay, 869-1093. I got a lady on the phone. Should you get time off from work after a breakup?
Absolutely not.
Oh.
Yeah!
I'm sorry, but I went through a bad breakup just last year. Went to work the next day, and that's where I get a bag on them.
Wow.
Hey, she comes up with a good point. I'm sorry, though. I just need at least a day.
Give me a break.
Oh, just
yeah.
Oh. All right. See, thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
And thank you.
She had the bad breakup, but she's a tough girl. She went back in. She did her job. She got her paper.
And then bagged on him.
Yeah. Way to go. I love it. Power 93.5 and those. Should you get time off from work after a breakup?
August, you want a day off? That's fine, but I don't think it should be a paid day off.
All right.
He said one day.
Is fine, but you shouldn't get paid for it. I don't know what kind of phone he was calling in on. It sounded like I had a muzzle on.
Burner.
Hello, Power 93.5. Should you get time off from work after a breakup?
I think I should get time off.
Yay!
Oh, get out of here. Why should you get time off? There it is. Thank you. Just looks like she just needs time.
She's just off.
Yeah.
She needs something. Get you some coffee, girl.
Oh,
thank you for agreeing
goodness.
With me.
869-1093. I don't know if that's an agreeing person I would want on my side. Call now. It's Power 93.5. Should you get time off from work after a breakup? Power 93.5, the Power Morning Playhouse, the Hitman, and Carla. We got
ganging
a little bit of
me.
A controversy this morning. I'm not hanging up on you. What are you? I'm
ganging up on me.
I'm not ganging up on you.
Were you a bully in school?
Oh, come on.
I'm
Carla.
Just asking.
Oh, my God. Because I don't agree with you?
Your cold self.
Now I'm cold.
You got an icebox where your heart used to be.
There's this company in the Philippines that is now giving employees paid time off after a breakup, which I think is ridiculous. So we wanted to know this morning, should you get time off from work after a breakup? Carla says,
I really hope the U.S. follows suit and does this. You need at least one day to recoup, get it together, get back on your A game. The next day. You know, 90-day employee, you know, they have to be there for 90 days so they're not BSing you or whatever. You know, if they're a good worker, let them have that. Let them have that day to recoup after that breakup.
Okay, I think maybe one person called up and agreed with you this morning. I say this is ridiculous. You don't need time off after you get out of a bad relationship or bad breakup or whatever the hell you want to call it. Get your butt up, get up on your feet, and get your out there and go to work.
And just be a mess all day at school. I mean, at work. Hell, school too, whatever you're doing. You're just going to be a complete mess, crying.
I miss my calling. Maybe I should have been a military drill instructor. I don't know.
Man, I'm saying.
869-1093. We got Dejan on the phone with us this morning. He's got an opinion. Should you get time off, man?
No, go make your money.
Wow, Rajon, wow.
Go make your money. The money will cure it. You can worry about that after you get done off work.
There you go.
I need a man to agree with me right now.
You can just go make your money. That's how I feel. Just go make your money. You can deal with it when you get off work.
There you go. Thank you, Rajon. Go and get paid. Why has that breakup cost you money?
Yeah, go get paid. Worry about that later.
All right, Rajon. I love it. I love it. The guy, see, it makes so much sense.
You need emotional. It's not just about money. Oh, you need that emotional time.
Hello, Power 93.5. Should you get time off from work after a breakup?
No, absolutely not. I have aides that I work for that work with me that break up with their boyfriend every other day, every other week. No, absolutely not.
Oh, my God.
Some people would never be at work.
Dang.
Talk about relationship instability.
Right? And they go back to those idiots every time. And it's like, I get it if you were in the relationship 10 years and broke up with them for good, but these girls are breaking up with them literally on the phone in the bathroom crying. And I'm like, you need to come out the bathroom and work.
If they had that one day. They just had that one day. They'd be good.
You have to go into the bathroom and get him out?
I don't even give him 1 hour. I tell him to come out the bathroom and get on off the phone.
Damn.
She is. Two snaps and a twist.
Oh, my God. She sounds like my elementary school librarian.
Mommy dearest.
Love it.
Hey, I have residents that need care, so.
There you go. There you go. Game up and get on the floor. I like that. See, thank you for calling. I appreciate it, okay? Oh, I think she's going to get somebody out of the bathroom.
Yeah, she's on a mission.
Carla, I don't think anybody agree with you this morning.
I had one agree.
One?
The off girl.
Oh, yeah. The one that...
Yeah. I need a male to call up and just say you understand and you're not heartless like Hitman over here.
A guy is only going to do that so he can get brownie points with you. He's not going to really mean it.
You're just cold. You're just cold.
Power 93.5.